and welcome to the Medicine Box, the space where we get you all things pharma and healthcare. Today I have with me the MD of MSD India, Rehan Khan. MSD India is the Indian arm of Merck, Sharp and Dohme, known as Merck & Company in US and Canada. In India, the company operates mainly via three private entities and in areas such as metabolics, vaccines, critical care and more. The company is in focus as they have launched a gender-neutral vaccine, which is basically an HPV vaccine. It means that this vaccine helps protect against 9 types of the HPV virus, which can cause diseases such as cervical cancer. It can now be given to boys aged between 9 to 15 years as well, something that was not allowed before. This vaccine was earlier targeted mainly towards the female population. The vaccine was first launched in 2015 in the US and approved across more than 80 countries. Mr. Khan, hi, welcome to the Medicine Box.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's start with the HPV vaccine, which is basically now gender neutral. Tell us what this launch means.
So, Ekta, if you look at the young population of our country, there's over 600 million people below the ages of 25 years of age. If we look at between 10 and 25 years of age, 229 million people. So this is a significantly large population. This is roughly twice the population of the US. This is, three times the size of Brazil. And in this population, for young girls between the ages of 9 and 18, young adult women between the ages of 26, and young boys between 9 and 15 can now be given this HPV vaccine. First ever gender-neutral vaccine in our country. Now, why should people take this vaccine? If you look at the number of HPV cases in the country, about 170,000. If you look at the number of cervical cancer, about 100,000, and about 60,000 deaths every year in our country. This is pretty significant. Every 9 minutes, one citizen of our country, one woman in our country loses her life. So this vaccine, if taken in advance at the right age, can prevent cervical cancer and HPV from being transmitted.
Okay, well, Mr. Khan, definitely those are some staggering statistics with regards to cervical cancer in India. But I just wanted to ask you, how challenging a market is it when it comes to vaccines in India? For example, what has been the offtake of the HPV vaccine when it comes to the female population? Hence, what are you expecting from this gender-neutral vaccine now?
I think a couple of things. Number one, more recently, over the last year and a half, you've seen what our government has been capable of. Our government has done a tremendous job in running the world's largest vaccination program. Nearly 10 million people vaccinated a day. So from a vaccine hesitancy perspective, I think our fellow citizens are aware that taking a vaccine can save your life. The second thing is that our job, our goal, is to make sure we educate as many of our physicians as possible. They are the ones who will make the decision on giving this vaccine to their patients. At the same time, on the disease side, educate as many of our patients and consumers as possible. The best thing for any patient to do, anybody who wants to take the vaccine, is to go talk to the doctor.
Okay, so can you give us a sense in terms of what the pricing of the vaccine might be? What is the distribution channel? And you mentioned awareness. So what are the steps to make the public aware of this?
So a couple of things. If we look at awareness, there are many, many ways to make the public aware. Certainly, we can go out and have this conversation around HPV, around cervical cancer, with partners and influencers. And that's what we intend to do. There are also a number of other things we're going to roll out in terms of talking about the disease. What's most important is most people, if they want to know more about the vaccine, they would like to take the vaccine, please go talk to your doctor. I think that the second thing is the channel is the standard channel for vaccines. Vaccines are not available at chemist shops. You have to go to a doctor in order to be prescribed and to take that vaccine. So very, very, very standard channel in that regard. The most important thing for us over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years is to make sure that a small percentage, at least, of our relevant population, I talked to you about, 229 million, patients, people between 10 to 24 years of age, even if we positively impact 10% of that population pool, I think we'll make a big difference in the health of our fellow citizens.
Okay, absolutely. That point is taken. What about pricing? Is it affordable to people who are probably in smaller towns?
So, you know, we'll be in the process of determining the pricing, and we can come back to you on a different day. But what I do want to talk about is preventative health, because this is one of the few vaccines in the world which will eventually end up potentially saving one's life, making a significant difference in one's life. Someone said to me that the other day that, you know, look, it's better to wear a seatbelt, you know, at the beginning of the journey rather than, you know, after an accident. And it's very much true here. This is all about prevention. It's all about making sure that one invests in one's health and one's child's health in advance.
Okay, absolutely. No two questions about that. You mentioned preventive vaccines, Mr. Khan, and the big one has been the COVID-19 vaccine. Any steps from MSD India or the global company when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines?
So there's nothing I can talk to you about from a COVID vaccine perspective. But as you're aware, we have signed a voluntary licensing partnership with 9 companies for India and for 104 other countries. 8 out of the 9 companies are Indian companies. So, you know, some of the largest Indian companies we have signed deals with, including Sun, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's, MCure, et cetera. These companies are in active trials, phase 3 trials, to make sure that they launch with an authorization in India.
Okay. But overall, do you think that there's a sense of complacency which is now setting in when it comes to COVID-19 drugs? We saw a whole spurt post the second wave, but now it seems as though the news has probably died down a little simply because cases have died down and the vaccines have actually taken the step forward and become the forefront of the fight against COVID-19. In that sense, is there a complacency now when it comes to innovative drugs to fight it?
Well, look, we have a very strong drug regulatory authority in our country. They follow a strict process, and thank God that they do. And that's what they're doing. So I think, they follow that process with every drug that's registered in India. And I think that, you know, our partners have taken our phase 2 trial data. They're doing phase 3 trials, and they're submitting that data in accordance with the process and the rule of law. So let's wait to see how that develops. Beyond that, it's not for my place to say whether there is a complacency or not.
But we'll end this conversation, Mr. Khan, by quizzing you about what exactly we can expect in terms of further launches in India and any more licensing agreements that we can expect with Indian companies.
What I can tell you is, if you look at MSD in India, we really were for, the last decade, a diabetes-led company. If I look at the next 5 to 10 years, our focus is also going to be on vaccines. Now, this is a significant national agenda. We can make a big impact on the health of our country. Also in cancer and oncology. So both of those areas will play a big role and focus in the coming years. If I look at, in cancer, we have recently been approved for 5 new indications. Globally, we have 30 indications in this product. And so certainly this will be a focus going forward. And of course, vaccine goes to without a question, that certainly will play an important role in our future.
Okay. All right, Mr. Khan, we're going to leave it on that note. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining in and speaking to us about something which is actually very important in terms of public awareness as well, the launch of a gender-neutral HPV vaccine, which will protect against 9 types of viruses when it comes to HPV, as well as one of them probably being cervical cancer as well. Thank you very much for joining in on The Medicine Box.